you know, had some ball security issues last game. Let one get away from me on a little bubble pass. So just a reminder, you know, our focus all year is going to be ball security. You know, it's an important thing to be able to win a turnover margin if you want to be a good team. And, you know, I got to do a better job of holding on to the football for our team. You know, I think that, you know, you always want the plays you weren't able to execute back. You know, my first onside didn't go exactly how I would have liked it to go, but not much in life does. So I'm looking forward to get back out there and get another shot at it. Yeah, I didn't know until after practice today, and Coach Fox told me. So, you know, I think it's good to have individual awards. It means, you know, you're doing a lot to help out your team, but I'll take the wins first and foremost. No, I think that, you know, anything that involves your business is something that you should definitely have an understanding of what's happening. So, I mean, we haven't got any official statements from the PA or anything, but, you know, it's something that I believe every player has a responsibility to monitor pretty closely. I don't know the details of what's going to happen. I've heard both sides, you know, they might not. But, you know, I can tell you myself personally, I won't be having any complaints about getting West back this week. Oh, man, division games always have that extra bit of intensity, that extra bit of execution. You know, you're going up against a team that's pretty familiar with you, knows your personnel. I mean, you know, they just got a guy today, Kevin Vickerson, that spent a lot of time here with us. So, you know, they're going to know some of the things we do, and so you have to be that much better at the little things this week. You know, I think there's going to be a lot of mixed emotions. You know, Vic is a guy that, you know, he was well-liked around here. He's a guy that has been a veteran and helped me out personally. You know, it's kind of different not playing with him. He's a guy that's missed, and it's a guy that I've appreciated in my career. So I'll probably give him a little trash talk out there. But, you know, it'll be nice to play against him and see him again. I think it's safe to say he's probably one of those guys. I mean, he plays with a ton of passion. You know, he gets after it. You know that every time he steps on the field, he's going to give it all he has to create havoc out there. So, you know, we know up front that, you know, we're going to have our work cut out for us, and we know we're going up against a guy that's experienced, and then he plays with his heart on his sleeve. There's no getting around it. You know, he's one of the best linebackers in the league, one of their team leaders. So I don't know how much different that's going to make the game for us right now. I guess we'll see. I'm sure that, you know, right now they're preparing to play without a guy that's a team captain and, you know, a real smart guy. You know, he plays the linebacker position. I think last year he told us, he said, "And I know what you guys are doing." And we were laughing at him a little bit. But so, I mean, I won't complain about having one less guy knowing what we're doing out there. Well, I think everything right now is a work in progress. Week one, I wouldn't say that we played our best game. I think that, you know, we made some mistakes. We kind of got stagnant a little bit on offense, but, you know, we'll continue to work it. The run game is a focus for us. We've got to run the ball efficiently, but, you know, if you run the ball well on third and short, it's going to extend drive, so we'll take that, but we'll keep working. No, he got the first one. I'm going to give one away, and then I guess one I should keep probably for myself.